You sisters know that my skin has been glowing lately, and I'm here to tell you my secret, Oak Essentials. You've heard us talk about their line of luxurious products before, and we're so excited to have them as a sponsor of OK Sister Podcast, because now you can join in on the glowy goodness.
You know Oak Essentials is legit because it was created by none other than our favorite brand ever, Jenny Kane. Oak Essentials is known for its simple approach to self-care with a lineup of foundational skincare staples made with high-quality ingredients that drive results. It aims to unlock healthy, glowing skin with decadent and hydrating ingredients that give you a luxe, dewy glow.
I won't shut up about the Moisture Rich Balm. It's a nutrient-rich balm that supports collagen production and delivers serious hydration for a luminous glow. And a luminous glow indeed. The way my skin feels like butter after applying this balm. This balm will make you never want to wear makeup again. And you can apply generously during your night routine to lock in moisture as you dream. It's the definition of beauty sleep.
Treat yourself or someone else this season. You sisters will get 15% off and a free organic honey-based restorative mask with their first order. Oh my God, what a deal. When you use code OKSIS15 at checkout. That's right. 15% off plus a gift with your first order at OAKESSENTIALS.com. Promo code OKSIS15, OKAYSIS15.
Go ahead and treat yourself. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it.
Welcome to OK Sis Podcast.
Hi, sisters. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Scout.
And we are sisters IRL.
I'm the older one.
Yes, Scout, we know.
Here at OK Sis, we believe women are multifaceted,
which is why you can expect sisterly banter on a wide range of topics such as pop culture, our entrepreneurial journeys, and mental health routines.
We promise it'll be informative.
And silly.
As long as you don't get too loud, Mads.
Welcome to the sisterhood. Hello, welcome back to OK Sis. My name's Mads.
My name is Scout, and sisters, Let us tell you something. Actually, we're not going to tell you the whole thing, but we're going to tell you a little bit of that something. I'm in Los Angeles mm-hmm. with Madela mm-hmm. IRL, and we are motherfucking in action with this podcast. And in 2 weeks, we shall be revealing the next level.
The next up level.
Of OK Sis Podcast. It's extreme.
It's coming. And it's coming fast.
Coming in hot.
That's what she said.
So make sure you're subscribed because you don't want to miss this incredible reveal.
Yeah, if you've been with us for 6 years, five and a half, I'm a round-upper, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm a round-upper.
I've been saying that Ben and I have been together for 8 years for about 7 years.
Oh, that's good. Well, it's almost 6 years for us, and this feels like we are actually finally, 6 years later, giving this podcast what it deserves. Giving you, sisters, listening, what you deserve. And it's going to change the game for this podcast, for this community, for all of the value in your life. And we are bursting at the seams to bring it to you. So 2 weeks.
Yes.
2 weeks, March 5th.
So smash that subscribe button and make sure you got it on lock, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Today we're going to do something. We're going to do a listicle. Mm-hmm. You know what I miss? Sisters, this might be too niche. What's his face? What's his name?
I don't know.
BJ Novak.
Aww. Also, I would. Where is he?
Top three for me.
Really?
BJ Novak. Oh, what did we watch last night? It was Valentine's
Justin
Day.
Justin Long.
We watched He's Just Not That Into You, which, sisters, it kind of was reminiscent of our episode of The Hard Truths, where we told you, like, if he's not texting you back, he's not into you.
Every single girl should watch this movie.
100%. And Justin Long, I was like, where the fuck is Justin Long? Like, he's so adorable and cute.
Yeah, we love Justin Long. Mads and I have similar tastes in men.
Yes, just like nice Jewish men. Not that Justin Long is Jewish, but just like nice, nerdy men. Yeah,
I just don't go all the way to the Timothy Chalamet spectrum, but we meet somewhere in the middle of like Ben Affleck and Timothy Chalamet.
Well, Ben Affleck circa whatever this year this movie was out, like 2010.
Yeah, man, that guy is charming in that movie.
Now,
charming in this movie.
Now I'm not so sure. Anyways, What was I just saying? Oh, BJ Novak. Okay.
All right.
So BJ Novak used to have this app called List. And sisters, if you know what I'm talking about, then you know. But I was obsessed with it. And it, I mean, it was basically Twitter. It was basically Twitter. But you could only post lists.
Oh, I love that. Like roundups.
Like round or like just like lists.
Oh, wow.
And it was bullets. You always had to put bullets or numbers.
What happened to it?
I don't know. I mean, I guess Twitter just
took it.
Just was better. I guess you could make lists on Twitter. Yeah. So I don't know. But it was, I loved it. I mean, you could be, people were super witty with it, really funny. But then also you could do, like we're, what we're about to do, five books that changed our lives. So I don't know. I used to love it. And RIP.
RIP. Wow. Anyways. I didn't even know that existed. But I don't know where we need to do a pulse check on BJ Novak and Justin Long.
He only comes out two times a year. Okay.
Okay.
One is because of his book, the short stories book that he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that it was the day after late. This was the title of the short story, the day after Labor Day. And then it says, I was walking to school the day after Labor Day. I was sad for myself, but happy for my enemies.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So every day after Labor Day, everyone posts that. And if you go to his Instagram stories, that's the only time he's active. And there's millions of reposts on his stories because everyone, it's like the day. And the second day is Valentine's Day.
Oh, we missed it.
Actually, it's February 13th.
Totally missed it.
Totally missed it. It's the meme at the office where he says, oh my God, I hooked up with her on February 13th.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was such a good episode.
So those are the two times that BJ Novak comes out of the woodwork.
We love BJ Novak. Okay, let's get into this episode, shall we?
Let's do it.
We wanted to do a roundup, a listicle, if you will, of five books that changed our life. Sisters, these are all going to be shoppable in the show notes. So if you're like, I need that book right now, just go to the show notes. There's a link. Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Amazon Prime that bitch. You know what I mean? So
Kindle that bitch.
Oh, okay. On a more serious note, I'll start. The first book on my list that changed my life is, I've said it multiple times on this podcast, The Universe Has Your Back by Gabby Bernstein.
Oh, yeah. You know, is that a good intro into Gabby Bernstein?
It's a good intro to spirituality.
Oh, okay.
I feel like Gabby Bernstein is such an approachable gateway into a spiritual life because while she is an incredible spiritual leader, she's also a very... Okay, so there's like... The spiritual world can get, and I'm sorry to use this because I really don't like this, but this is what they say, 3D and 5D, where 5D is like, we're talking about angels and Pleiadians and we're talking about aliens and we're talking about past lives and star seeds and all of that. I'm not going to even go into that because you don't know any of what that means. And then the 3D is like, how do you apply spirituality to our human form life? Like, you're dealing with a boss or you're dealing with a job or you're trying to find your whatever. So Gabby Bernstein is in the 3D, which I love. Like, she relates to everyone. She's going out with Melissa Wood on the weekends. Like, she's amazing. So this book, in my opinion, is just like advanced enough to really change your life, but approachable enough that anyone can jump in and read it. So if you're interested in spirituality, I highly recommend starting with The Universe Has Your Back by Gabby Bernstein.
It's time that I read this. You know, this is the perfect episode for me. Came at a perfect time because I've been in the market for a new uplifting, spiritual, just type of book. You know what I mean?
This is it.
I usually read one in the mornings and then I read my romance at night. So, and I don't have anything right now.
This one will be good. I think you've most likely mastered a couple of her stuff already.
Sure.
And will be familiar with the stuff that she puts forward, but you really need to read it.
You know, it's weird that Lacey Phillips doesn't have a book yet.
So weird. You're right.
Right?
Well, I don't think she wants to be public facing as much.
Yeah, I guess.
I think that she like runs TBM, has her Airbnbs. Like, she likes her lifestyle and she's mastered. I feel like she's mastered wealth building in a way where she's like, I don't need to write a book and run around.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. I'm reading right now.
It would do very well.
It would do very well. Have you ever read Come As You Are?
No.
It's a book on female sexuality, female body, female orgasm, all those things.
Is this your book?
No, I'm just saying in general.
Another book? Okay.
Another book that's what I'm reading right now in the mornings, like my nonfiction book I read in the mornings.
Got it.
And extremely informative. It's a very, very popular book. It's like, I remember posting an Instagram story being like, what are the books about sexual wellness that I should be reading. There was no other book. Like, literally, that is the book.
Got it.
And so if I just, side note and bonus book, if you're looking to like learn more about sexuality and your and feeling very normal. I think like there's so many lies and so much like societal shit that goes on around sexuality, mm-hmm. that all of this is like, she just blanket says the science and says like all of her clients testimonials, and you feel not alone. So
got it.
Anyways, I just really recommend that. Okay, number one, my first book that has changed my life, Untamed by Glennon Doyle. We just talked about that yesterday. I need to do a yearly reread of that, because
I agree. I think all women should read that.
Honestly,
book once
I do. I like don't even remember it.
I was gonna put it on my list, but I feel like this is like everyone.
Yeah,
knows
it's like
Untamed.
Just like yeah. It's like duh, you know.
It's the female Bible.
Yeah, I really need to reread it, because I'm sorry, I don't remember anything that was in the book, but I remember the feeling I had after the book, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, I can run for president. Like,
she changed, that book changed my emotional healing.
Oh my God. And I remember there's just one chapter, I don't know what she calls it, but it's something of like the whisper in you,
yeah.
or like the inner, what's wrong?
I just want to make sure that you did my numbers right.
I did your numbers right.
Keep going.
How long have we been doing this podcast?
You know what?
Jesus Christ.
You know what? I'm just double checking.
Okay.
The whispering?
The whisper. Yeah. Like, remember she was talking about how she had that inner voice that she listened. It's like this intuition, gut voice. And she like would go in a closet.
Yeah.
And listen to herself. I think about that all the time when I'm stuck on a decision or don't know what to do. I think Glennon Doyle would go in a closet in a dark space.
And
listen to her inner voice.
Yeah, the point in that book that changed my life was when she's, because she, a narrative that I tell myself is I can't do this anymore when my emotions get too heavy, when I was like suffering with my bipolar disorder immensely. And I would say to myself, I can't do this anymore because the feeling was just so painful. And in one chapter, she said, she would say the same thing to herself.
You could
do hard things. No, she would say, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. And then it dawned on her that she was doing it, because the next second passed and she was still there. And then the next second passed,
yeah.
was still there. She's like, wait a minute. Every single time I said, I can't do this anymore, I was doing it and I am doing it and I can do it. Mm. And that legitimately, that sentence, it was like the first paragraph. She was in an AA meeting. That paragraph, I remember stopping the book, sitting down, I was in my car, and I was like, holy fuck. And my bipolar healing immensely got better after that mindset shift.
It's so crazy how books can do that.
I know.
It's insane. Yeah. All right, what's your next?
Ever since having a baby, I've been extremely conscious about what I spend my money on and which products I use. And clothing is no different. I want my wardrobe to be sustainable, good quality, and timeless.
You have to be talking about Whimsy and Row, right? Whimsy and Row is an LA-grown, eco-conscious brand born out of the love for cute, comfy, and classic styles. Every piece is made by women for women. Quality goods, local production, natural and organic fabrics. Yes, please give me all the linens.
Just like OK Sister, Whimsy and Row is based on the idea that women are multidimensional. There's a balance of flirty feminine and minimal masculine in all of our wardrobes, and Whimsy and Row means exactly that. From special occasions to everyday effortless styles, their clothing is meant to mix and match and wear on repeat. I have been wearing their Kira pant in black linen probably 3 times a week. Sisters, if you've been listening to this podcast or following me on Instagram, you know that Whimsy and Row's Kira pant in black linen is a sisterhood staple at this point.
Founder Rachel Temko created the brand back in 2014 because she wanted to create an approachable and inclusive brand that cared for the people and the planet first. Get the full Whimsy experience IRL at their Venice location or shop online at whimsyandrow.com. Their store in Venice is so cute, I can attest. And if you're in LA, I highly recommend stopping by. They are always putting on these amazing community events.
They just launched their spring summer collection and we will be living in it all summer long.
Visit their website, whimsyandrow.com. That's WHIMSYANDROW.com and use code OKSISTER for 15% off.
Sisters, my goal these days is to always look put together when I leave the house. Nothing over the top or super dressed up or anything like that. I just want to look put together and feel good about what I'm wearing in an effortless yet refined way. When I look at my closet every single morning and think about what I can wear that is chic and intentional, I usually end up grabbing one of my Jenny Kane sweaters, and I always end up loving the way I look and the way I feel in them.
You all know, sisters, that when I envision my highest self, I am wearing Jenny Kane. Their sweaters are the quintessential must-have item. I cannot stop wearing my Marina set. I throw it on and immediately feel like I'm in a Nancy Meyers movie, like I could just walk on the beach in Santa Barbara. It is the coastal grandma aesthetic.
My favorite Jenny Kane sweater right now is their everyday sweater in taupe. This is the definition of a staple that every woman must have in their wardrobe. Sisters, trust me on this one. I wear it with leggings, oversized jeans, and a little kitten heel or a silk maxi skirt. Legit, Mads and I are so obsessed with wearing our Jenny Kane sweaters that we've literally shown up both wearing the same sweater once. The white alpaca cocoon crew neck, which is this deliciously oversized sweater.
Yeah, that moment takes the cake. Both of us walking in with our matching Jenny Kane sweaters.
We're obsessed. Can't take them off. Wearing them every day. The type of staples that save your outfit.
That is what I love about their entire collection. It is truly the art of simplicity. They focus on comfort, quality, and timeless design, so you can curate wardrobe that never goes out of style.
Find your new uniform at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code OKSIS at checkout. That's 15% off your first order, JennyKane.com, promo code OKSIS. OKAYSIS.
Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about.
So my second book is Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza. It is a very dense read. It's basically a textbook. It took me like 2 months of diligent reading to get through it. But I think that it is an absolutely incredible book for everybody to read, because it illuminates and showcases the limitations that we put on ourselves and how at the end of the day, our minds are the most powerful machine, I guess, software system, whatever you want to call it, that we have, tool that is so much more powerful than we ever thought was possible. And it just allowed me to realize that like I can change the reality of my life. I can change the way I feel. I can change my energy. I can change my outcomes. It's not manifestation necessarily, but it is, I guess. It is science of how to change your brain so that you can change your state and you can change your life. And it's beyond fucking good.
Yeah. I haven't dove into the Dr. Joe Dispenza universe.
I love Dr. Joe Dispenza's books because they are incredibly informative and they really just shatter every limiting belief you have around what we're physically and mentally capable of in this lifetime. I believe that for me, I've recognized people do his meditations all the time. I used to do his meditations all the time. For me, this is where everyone's procedure has to come down to their unique blueprint. For me, his meditations took me out of the present moment and put me in lack. So his meditations are like, if you're sick, like feel that you're healthy right now, or like feel that new house that you just bought, feel all these things. And for me, every single morning, that put me in what I'm not so significantly. And so that doesn't work for me. But his principles and his teachings and his lessons and his evidence and all the stuff he's done is phenomenal to read about and get involved with.
Wow. Yeah. I know, I should dive in, but it seems like a lot. I like listening to it.
There's another one that's more approachable. I think it's called The Placebo Effect or something like that. I'll put that in the show notes as well. I think I haven't read that one, but it's been communicated to me that that's the more, entry-level book of his.
Okay. All right. I'm doing two books here, but it's going to be under the umbrella of money. These two books changed my entire money mindset, life, money, my approach to money, everything. If you are struggling with money, with your limiting beliefs around money, with making more money, with feeling empowered with money, with your history, literally anything, these books will change your entire life. One is You Are a Badass at Making Money. What's her name?
Jen Sincero.
I need to read just You Are a Badass because loved You Are a Badass at Making Money. And then Money, a Love Story. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those two, because it kind of sprinkles in spirituality. It's a lot more mindset based. My next book is reading Ramit's book, I Will Make You Rich. I Will Teach You to Be Rich. I listen to a ton of podcasts with him, so I feel like I get the gist, but I know that he like really, really breaks down the more tactical, like literally set up your bank account like this, do your direct or your direct deposits like this, like on the 15th of the month, make sure you pay the credit card. Like he literally breaks it down and tells you what, I don't think he tells you what stocks to buy, but he tells you very, very clearly what to do to, to set yourself up for wealth. So that's going to be my next book, but
amazing.
Those two are like very women, like female voices.
Yeah. Yeah. So I actually have two money books that are female voices as well. They are each a statement on my list. So I should come up with another one, but I'll just do these two together real quick. So Rich as Fuck by Amanda Francis.
Oh, right.
So technically off brand for me, but I love Amanda Francis's unapologetic in her, like who she is. She's like, this is who I am. I'm going to teach you to love money. She's so forward about it. Mm-hmm. And her book is the mindset stuff you need to not just, you know, I think the books that you presented were, yes, more like about like making money. I think Amanda Francis is a little bit more about like how to have a rich and wealthy mindset and how to get rid of all the limiting beliefs and how to unapologetically stand and be like, this is the fucking money I want. And this is why I want it. And this is what I'm going to do with it. And like celebrating women making a lot of money. And so it's really just like it's a mindset spiritual book. So if you ever feel like, if something pops into your head and you're like, well, rich people are greedy, or I don't deserve all that money, or there's other people that need it more than me,
or you have to work harder.
You have to work harder to make it, like whatever it is that's stopping you from.
That's a big one for me.
Yeah, whatever it is that's stopping you, read. I will like just go and open up a chapter of Amanda Francis's book when I'm feeling stuck in my money limiting beliefs. Read a couple paragraphs and it's just the most empowering, like, oh yeah, I remember who the fuck I am kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a good indicator of these books is.
You go back and you just read a passage.
And you literally, it just immediately places you into your highest self worth. Yeah. You're just like, oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We need those reminders. Right. Now I'm like, I was literally just thinking this. I'm like, I need those reminders again. So I'm going to read the Gabby Bernstein book.
Good. And then my second money book, it's a little bit more businessy, but does talk about money and it changed the game for me. We Should All Be Millionaires by Rachel Rogers. This is a great book specifically for business owners, but also I think everyone should read this book. Rachel Rogers makes the case for why all people should be millionaires, essentially, and why striving to make money is a noble and good cause, and that we shouldn't just stop ourselves from living amazing lives because we have all this fucked up limiting beliefs about what making money means. And she maps out millionaire mindsets within your business to get you there that she implements into her own life. And she's just essentially a champion for women making money, which is part of my one of my big brand missions, not brand missions, my personal missions, is that I want women to make as much money as possible, because when women make money, we influence the economy and we influence the world and we create impact. So highly recommend that one.
Cool. Okay, these are two that I read in my younger years as a sprightly early 20s Mads, when she was really flailing in the depths of her life.
Good, good, good.
But these really impacted me. Grit by Angela Duckworth and Mindset by Carol Dweck. I really need to go back and reread these, but... Mm-hmm. I was just so taken by these two books, and why I kind of grouped them together is because they are a bit hand in hand. They're both like more psychology books. Grit, it talks about grit, as you know, and then Mindset talks about the growth mindset, the difference between growth and fixed mindsets, which I just wish I had read that in high school.
Yeah.
Or even before college. I think there needs to be like a college starter pack books. And you know what is not going to be in that fucking pack? The Defining Decade. I fucking hated that book.
I never read that
book. Good. No one read it. I know some of sisters are being like, oh, change me. No.
You are wrong.
It placed way too much emphasis on your 20s to have it all figured out. Yeah. I just That book made I would me say that, so angry.
I would say the only thing I regret about my 20s that I think is a defining thing that people in their 20s should do, the only thing is to save monthly compound in a compound fund. But that's like, it could be $10 a month, guys. Like,
right.
That's the one thing that I, that does make your 20s the defining decade.
But you do not need to read this fucking book. It made me so angry and gave me so much anxiety. It was like, you need to find your partner. You need to put on, you need to start thinking about money. You need to start thinking about your career. Like every facet of your life, they were like, you need to have it, not figured out, but set the seeds, which I get, of course, like, sure, but... Oh, it made me.
Yeah, nah, you should get blacked out drunk and go fucking crazy.
No, literally, like, relax. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So those books, really, I wish I had read them before college. Because when I read them after, I was like, well, this could have helped me a lot during college when I was kind of in that fixed mindset a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, sisters, let's talk about hair shedding. Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed and shedding? Since having kids, have you started seeing a little more of your scalp? Hi, I've been there. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole body approach.
Ugh, thinning hair just isn't the vibe. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Amen.
Everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth just doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow through different stages, such as postpartum, like me. After I gave birth, I noticed that around the crown of my head, my hair was shedding. I've been taking Nutrafol for almost 3 months at this point, and I am not kidding you when my husband, my friends, my family have been commenting on how long, strong, and healthy my hair has been looking lately. I mean, sisters, if you've been watching OK Sister on YouTube, you've seen my hair.
While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficacy. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol women's hair growth supplement for 6 months. I mean, 86% is a lot of women.
Take their hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code OKSIS.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code OKSIS. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code OKSIS.
We were talking last night about how we want to put together like a starter pack for Lily.
For Lily.
So like when she turns 12, like before she becomes a teenager, what are the books and what are the movies that we need to sit her down and have her read and watch?
He's just not that into you.
He's just not that into you. I'm going to make that girl watch that when she's 12,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
And then, you know, like when she's a senior in high school, what's mandatory reading for in the college household? Like we need to put this content together because they're not going to teach it to you in school.
No.
Okay, so my next book is it's a business book. And if you have a small business, if you're just starting, if you're doing it all yourself, you're a solopreneur, you're, you know, you got the hats on, or if you want to start a business, Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller fundamentally changed the way I presented my business online, the way I thought about sales, the way I thought about my website, the way I thought about copy, the way I thought about telling the story of my business. And the minute I implemented, literally, I had my whole team read this book and we had a meeting and we implemented everything Donald Miller said. And we saw...
Is this the one with the guy standing on the cover?
No, he's not standing on the cover.
Oh, who's that? What's that book? That
that's the book? Success Principles. That's just like a, that's like the general personal development Bible that people should also read. But this one changed the way I really believe that most, like I would say 60% of my sales success at Scouts Agency is because I implemented the strategies and the procedures and the systems that Donald Miller lays out. Like, it's an absolute must for new business owners to read.
Wow. Okay. I'm in. My next one is 101 Essays to Change the Way You Think by Brianna Wiest. I need her on the pod. We should add her to our CRM list because this was the first, I mean, it's, I don't know if it's spiritual. It's more, it's mindset stuff. But this was the first one that I read that really spoke to me when I was in my early 20s. And it also took me a long time to finish because I read only like one of the essays a day type of thing because I really wanted to savor it. It's a great coffee table book. It's a great book to also, again, like just open up to any page. And every single essay is like mind blowing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
I feel like she paved the way for Gia Tolentino to pop off. I feel not like they're really very similar.
All. Not at all.
No? Okay.
Brianna Wiest is like, Gia Tolentino is like, like social commentary and like,
I feel like the
New Yorker.
David, I feel like the David Sedaris and the like books of short essays type of
sure,
thing.
Sure, but this is like mindset, like oh. Inspiration.
Oh, okay. I'm wrong.
No.
My final book that I recommend is The Collected Stories of Lydia Davis. Mm. You might have never heard of this book, but this book changed.
We all know this book because you talk about it all the fucking time.
This book changed my life. It feels like a kismet. I was like spiritually drawn to this book. I bought it when I was 20 years old, going to Sarah Lawrence College in New York. I would go to my favorite bookstore in Soho, McNally Jackson, and I saw this book, and it literally is the size of a brick and the width of a brick, and the front page is orange, which is the cover is orange, which is very not me. But I felt like, you know, when you just are like, I need to pick that book up, and I felt the need to pick it up and buy it. And I remember reading it. It was the first, I've never read actually the full book because it's like literally 300 short stories, maybe more. But I back then couldn't figure out, I liked writing a lot of short stories. I couldn't figure out why I couldn't write a long story. They were all very short, either like three paragraphs to the max 2 to 3 pages. And I loved really short fiction. And then I realized that Lydia Davis does flash fiction, and that's like a whole genre within fiction. And the way she wrote was, I felt like she was literally reading inside of my brain. And I've never felt, I felt like there was a place for me. I don't know how to describe it, but I remember reading it and feeling so fucking creatively inspired, as well as seen, as well as I was like, okay, there's a place for my talents here. And then I became so inspired by her that I looked her up. She was teaching at a school, a university, I believe in New York. I found her email, and this is like beyond the difference between me now and me then. I wrote a whole email and I got too scared and I didn't send it.
Oh, wow.
And she so would have responded. She would have been like, this isn't like, she would have responded to me. And it's incredible to like imagine that there was a world and once that I was afraid to reach out to someone that I admired when now I'm like, let's get to them.
Remember your email to TJR?
Yeah. You know, I was rejected, but I'm gonna send another one.
Amazing. Okay, my last one is, and then I have some a couple bonus that I'll just list
what?
Out.
You have like 10.
Yeah, I have a little bonus. Okay, the last one is one that you recommended to me, You Can Heal Your Life, Louise Hay.
Yes.
That book, oh my God.
Do you know
God,
that I recommended about, like, that to you before reading it? Because I already knew the principles and I knew you would need it. Yeah, then I read it.
Oh, you read it, okay. I mean, Bible. I need to reread it. Again, talk about opening it up and just immediately being put back into that mindset of like, oh, right. I'm the shit. I can do this type of thing. Oh, just chills up and down my spine. Yeah. Such a good book.
Yeah.
Okay. The other two that are just bonus is 4,000 Weeks by Oliver Berkman. People say it's like the anti-time management, time management book basically. And then Atomic Habits. I mean, kind of basic, but just like very, very, tangible.
Yeah. I'll give one more and then we'll wrap up because I wanted to put this on, but I didn't. Wishes Fulfilled by Wayne Dyer. I feel like everyone should read Wayne Dyer at one point or another. He is one of the great spiritual leaders. Whoa.
Oi.
Choking.
Oh, cute.
Everybody at one point should read a Wayne Dyer book. He is one of the greats. Gabby Bernstein, a lot of her, he was her mentor. Like he was her role model. So she studied a lot of his work. He has since passed. But his story is phenomenal and his books are phenomenal. And he really is one of the greats. So anything Wayne Dyer reads, I recommend everyone to read one of his books. Wishes Fulfilled is one of my personal favorites.
Amazing. Wow. This was such... a cozy.
This was great. And episode. Oh my God, we're on our mom's couch recording this. Oh my God, wait, this is crazy, Mads.
Why?
Because this is how OKCIS has started. This couch, like in this room. Technically, it was a different couch because they upgraded it 2 years ago, but whatever. In this room, and sisters, like pre-pandemic, we used to have all of our guests come to our mom's house.
Yeah.
And we would sit on this couch and we would tell our mom to shut up in the other room.
Yeah,
and
we would, like, don't come out.
We'd be like, we're recording. They were like running a business. They're like, okay. And we would sit here and record. And this feels really
full circle.
Really full circle as we're, you know, moving
on.
On
this next
the next
phase.
Level that we just.
So is it OKCIS 3.0 or 4.0?
It's 3.0, even though we've had three cover arts. I feel as if this is a 3.0.
We've had four cover art. This is going to be, well, this, the newest one's going to be four.
Yeah, but I think that.
Yeah, it's 3.0.
Like eras.
It's, eras, like Taylor Swift
is,
eras.
Yeah, the Taylor Swift eras. This is our third era.
Third era. Fantastic.
Every 3 years we have an era.
And now it's the Tortured Poets Department era.
Now it is the Tortured Poets Department era.
Finally, Scout will be introduced to the Taylor universe because she is. You are the, I would say the COO of the Tortured Poets Department.
I would say CEO.
But Taylor has to be the CEO.
Oh, that is.
What? What?
Wait.
What
you
is
You know
wrong?
Me and you know how pretentious I am about this shit. And you're not calling me the CEO of the Tortured Poets
I'm
Society?
Sorry. I think the woman that wrote the album deserved to be. What if she's president and you're CEO? Or you're president and she's CEO. So you're above her.
That's what I'm saying. I need to
okay,
be above
so
her.
You'll be, you're the president. You run
I'm
the board.
I'm the inspiration. I'm the muse.
You're in the board of directors.
I'm the muse.
You're the, sure, okay. You're the muse for the Torture Poets Department, okay. No, you're a member.
I'm like a member, just a member. I'm a founding member. That's what I am. Member. I'm a founding member.
There we go.
I'm a founding member.
All right. Well, we love you, sisters, so much. Make sure to subscribe. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and get ready for the updates. We're so excited.
Yay. Love you.
We love you.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Tracy Dalglish, clinical psychologist and couples therapist. If there's one thing I know from both my personal and clinical experience, it's that we are really good at comparing ourselves to others. We tend to get stuck in the unhelpful narratives that play on repeat in our minds, and we struggle to set boundaries and create healthy love. Each week, I bring you clinical knowledge and evidence-based research, experiences of sitting in the therapist chair, and being a wife, mother, and business owner to talk about everyday issues we all face to help you change the dialogue in your life. Tune in every Thursday to I'm Not Your Shrink, wherever you listen to podcasts. While I'm not your shrink, I am still human, and I'm excited for us to be in our vulnerability and humanness together.